Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Vayakal Bekudei, and Parshas HaChodesh, Tavshin Ayin Zayin. The Torah tells us in this week's Parsha, Perek Lameches, Pasuk Ches, about the Kiyor. The Kiyor was the laver that was used by the Kohanim and the Beis HaMikdash in order to wash their hands and feet before they did the Avodah. As we know, the Kiyor was made from the Mares HaTzoivos, the mirrors that the women donated to the Hakamas HaMishkan. These mirrors were especially precious to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi says over there on Pasuk Ches that Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to use the mirrors because he felt that since they were used for the Yetzer Hara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not want them. As we know, mirrors are used by women to beautify themselves, and Moshe Rabbeinu felt that this is not proper to be used in the Beis HaMikdash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to use them. Why? Ki Elo Chavavin Elai Min HaKol. Chaviv and Elai Min HaKol. They're more precious to me than anything else. Why were they so precious? They were precious because Chazal tell us that the women in Mitzrayim, when they came home from the backbreaking work, and the husbands came home from the backbreaking work, did not want to be Isaac in the mitzvah Pru Revu. So the women used it in order to beautify themselves. And for that, we had a Kiyum of Klal Yisrael. For that, Klal Yisrael was able to continue. And not only that, we know that the Torah says that they were Shisha, the Keres Achas, the women gave birth to 6 children at one time. Why were they so precious? The Rabban and Ibn Ezra explained as well that they women altruistically donated these mirrors. The Ramban writes that these women were serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They abandoned the pleasures of this world and gave their mirrors away as a donation. Not only, explains the Ramban, was it because they beautified themselves for their husbands, but also because even in the Midbar, when they were past the Nisyonis of Mitzrayim, they gave away these mirrors, even though they were using them on a daily basis. Ramban writes that every day they came to the entrance of the Oil Moed to daven and to hear about the mitzvahs that were there. These women turned away from the pleasures of the world and they gave their mirrors as a donation. So too, when we do a mitzvah, in order to do a mitzvah properly, we have to always keep in mind that we have to be Meiser Nefesh to do a mitzvah properly. We have to be Meiser Nefesh to do it ad asayf. We have to push ourselves to do it no matter what circumstances come in front of us. And here, this limud from the Nashim Tzikonius from Mitzrayim and in the Midbar, that even after they did the mitzvah of Pru Revu in Mitzrayim and they kept these mirrors, once they saw an opportunity to do another mitzvah with the mirrors, they jumped on that and they gave it to the Kiyor. They gave it to the Beis HaMikdash. As we know, this week's parsha also includes Parsha HaChodesh. And in the Torah of Parsha Shmos, in the Perek, in the Parsha of Boi, where we're going to learn, it says, V'amartem zeva pesach hul Hashem, and Perek Yudbeis, Pasuk Chaf, Heim, Shemois, Parshas Boi. It says, V'amartem Zevach Pesach Hul Hashem, talking about the mitzvah of telling our children about the mitzvahs, about what happened in Mitzrayim. You should tell him Zevach Pesach Hul Hashem, that it's a Zevach for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Reb Shlomo Karliner taught that Zevach Pesach, Zevach means to slaughter, Pesach means to jump. When a person slaughters his Yetzer Hara, he overcomes the Yetzer Hara, Hu Lashem. He flies up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He flies up to the levels that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to be. And from here we have a limud, based on what we said a little bit earlier, that in order to reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order to reach that madrega of Pesach Hu Lashem, to jump up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to break ourselves, kaviyachol, so to speak. We have to break our midus, we have to break our tendencies, we have to get over things that may be hard for us, and to be Meiser Nefesh, just like they did in Mitzrayim, and just like the women did when they gave the Maris HaTzoivos, the mirrors, in the Mishkan, when Moshe Rabbeinu solicited funds to build the Mishkan. As Chodesh Nisan is coming, it should be a Chodesh HaGeula v'Yeshua, we should be Zeiche to be Meiser Nefesh for the Mitzvah of Pesach, to be able to do everything that needs to be done, all the difficult preparations. That's also Mesiris Nefesh. It's also not easy, but it's something that we look forward to, something that it's an opportunity to use as a vehicle, even when we're cleaning our cars and maybe dusting off the bookshelves, it's an opportunity to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to remember that this is also part of the Avodah of Pesach. And in Mitzvah Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see our Mesiras Nefesh, and will hear our Tfilas, and will spend Pesach, Yerushalayim, Yer HaKadosh, Meher of Yameinu, Amen.